This is CICK News. With the 2026 local elections on the horizon, the town of Smithers and the village of Telqua are looking to bridge the gap between City Hall and the community. Caitlin Bailey, Engagement and Communications Officer for the town of Smithers, shared some details on an upcoming interactive workshop designed for both prospective candidates and curious voters.
My name is Caitlin Bailey, and I'm the Engagement and Communications Officer for the town of Smithers.
So we're talking about this pre-election workshop that's happening both between the town of Smithers and the village of Telqua. Can you tell me the invite? What will candidates but also voters learn? What are they supposed to get out of this workshop?
Yeah, so we have hired someone to come up, Christina Benti, and she just has a ton of experience in local government. She was a councillor as well as a mayor. So we're hoping that through these sessions, she'll be able to provide information about local government, how it works, ins and outs of what it takes to be on council as mayor or councillor, what responsibilities come with that, and what influence you have in that role. And then I think from the voter side, learning about how local government works is really important for anyone, as well as how you can influence or how you can contribute to local decisions and what sorts of things you should consider before you make a vote. The more people understand how local government works, the more involved they can be, and then the more is taken into consideration with the decisions.
Yeah. How was it decided to do this kind of in joint with the village of Telqua?
So the town of Smithers partnered with the village of Telqua to bring Christina up to do these workshops, and there will be a workshop both in Smithers and a separate one in Telqua. We suggest that if you can attend the one in your local community, just because town staff there might be able to provide more specific community information. However, if it doesn't work with your schedule, both sessions are going to be beneficial. This information will be similar between the two. And she'll be providing a lot of information, but also there'll be a lot of opportunity for discussion, and it'll be interactive. Anyone attending can ask questions throughout. It sounds like she'll also be able to provide a lot of her own experiences and storytelling to make it more engaging for people who come.
Do people have to register for this, or is it open door?
Open door. So if people are interested in coming, just show up. And it's on, the one in Smithers is on August 24th, 5:30 to 8:30. Yeah, this one's just in person. It won't be online. If people have accessibility needs, they can get in contact with the town ahead of time, and we can see if we can accommodate anything, but it will just be in person.
Is there going to be anything captured after this?
I don't think there will be. There are separate sessions that we're also running for prospective candidates, candidate information sessions, and those are being run by the chief administrative officer or the chief elections officer. There are four of those total, so three have already happened. But I would say if you're a prospective candidate and you can't make this workshop and you haven't been to any of the three other sessions, definitely mark the last candidate information session in your calendar and make sure you come to that.
What didn't I ask that's important for people to know?
2026 general local elections will take place on October 17th, and we'll have more information about advanced voting and ways to vote closer to that date.
The pre-election workshops will take place in Smithers on August 24th and in Telqua on August 25th, with both sessions running from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in council chambers. Smithers town staff are encouraging prospective candidates and interested residents to attend so you can learn more about local government. Thank you to Caitlin Bailey for taking the time to speak with me today. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.